Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Failed Entrepreneurs Reveal Why They Started Their Own Business. Now, let's get started with today's show. What if I told you the biggest risk isn't starting your own business, but staying in a job that quietly limits your potential? 7 entrepreneurs I recently interviewed had all experienced business failures. Yet when I asked why they initially left their corporate jobs, their answers revealed something profound about risk, security, and what it really means to control your future. Here's what struck me first. Job security is fundamentally a myth. Think about it. Companies can eliminate your position overnight, and you have absolutely zero control over that decision. Yet we call employment safe while labeling entrepreneurship as risky. These 7 entrepreneurs understood something crucial. Real security comes from diversifying your income streams and controlling your own destiny. When you build multiple revenue sources, you're not dependent on one decision-maker's whim or one company's quarterly performance. The second pattern I noticed was skills versus specialization. As employees, we often become experts in narrow, company-specific processes. But business owners? They develop transferable skills that work anywhere. Sales, marketing, finance, leadership. These skills function in any industry, any economic climate. You become more valuable, not more replaceable. Let me share Sarah's story. She was a marketing manager at a tech company, felt completely secure with her good salary and benefits. Then the company restructured, and her entire department was outsourced overseas. But here's where it gets interesting. Sarah used her savings to start a freelance marketing consultancy. Today, she earns 3 times more with 5 steady clients and growing. This brings us to the fundamental difference between building wealth and making money. Employees trade time for money. When you stop, the income stops. Business owners build assets that generate revenue without constant input. They create systems, hire team members, develop passive income streams. Their business works even when they're not working. So here's your actionable takeaway. Dedicate just 2 hours this week to research one business idea in your area of expertise. Don't quit your job yet. Build your safety net first. Sometimes the safest path forward is the one that initially appears most uncertain. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.